heavyweight champ Tyson Fury is back on BT Sport box office for another all-British blockbuster.
I am the Gypsy King.
With a unification fight looming against Usyk, old rival Derek Chisora provides the final test.
Watch me take the crown from the Gypsy King.
Watch all this and more Saturday, exclusively live on BT Sport box office.
I'm knocking Chisora into retirement.
Everybody, welcome back to From the Complex to Queens, Amazing Avenue's Minor League Podcast. I'm Steve Sipa, and it is Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope everyone out there had a good, happy, healthy, whatever else Thanksgiving. It was cold outside early in the week, but it got a bit nicer for Thanksgiving and then over the weekend, with the exception of some rain. But I hope everyone, wanted to go to the parade. I hope you had a good time, got to see your family, had not terrible commutes, whatever else. So, Thanksgiving, it is obviously a time of giving thanks, and we are no different. And I think that we all have things to be thankful for. I have things definitely to be thankful for. On a professional level, I guess we got to thank the Mets for having a good season. And I don't extend that to Steve Cohen for buying the Mets and ushering a new era and all that BS, whatever, no. I mean that in the sense that the team, the players, the coaches, whoever, the 2022 season was a good one for the organization as a whole. The Mets themselves at the top, they stumbled a bit at the end. Not a satisfying ending at all, but, at the end of the day, they did bring me hours upon hours upon hours upon hours of entertainment, so got to be happy for that. And then looking at, the teams underneath them, Binghamton and Syracuse, well, they did not have good years either. But the biggest prospects in the system, they all played there. They all had good seasons. So that's something to be thankful for. The Brooklyn Cyclones, they had a bad start, but they had a great second half. They made it to the playoffs. And I'm thankful for, all the games that I was able to go to this year, all the games I was able to see, and, just all the good vibes that I got from the Cyclones. And same thing with the St. Lucie Mets. It was kind of reversed for them. They were better at the first half of the year than they were in the second. But same thing. I mean, they had a great year. A lot of players had good seasons with them, and thankful that they did. The draft, I think this is one of the better ones, if not the best, that they've had in the last couple of years that I've been doing this. And here's hoping that all those players develop and turn into eventual major leaguers. On a more personal level now, the first and most obvious people that I need to thank are my co-hosts Lucas and Ken and Thomas. All three of them, they have perspectives that I don't necessarily have. And that's one of the reasons why I'm really happy that, it's a bunch of us doing this show. We're able to approach things from different perspectives. We're able to bounce ideas off of each other. We all have different ways of looking at things. And I think that improves the quality of our work as a whole. Related, obviously, I have to thank Amazing Avenue as a whole for just letting us have this platform to begin with. Chris for keeping me employed and Brian for making sure that nothing goes wrong with the show week after week after week. Gotta thank all of those quote unquote industry sources out there. I guess that's the best way of putting it. I've brought this up in the past. The stuff that we do, there's really no such thing as proprietary information. Obviously stuff like photographs, videos, things like that should always get credited to the people that take them. But stuff that's just like raw information or observations or opinions just kind of floating out there, it's hard to, you know, say specifically where this one idea came from. And there's just this kind of pool of collective information that we all draw from. And, you know, just like I add to it, I got to thank all those people out there that add to it as well.
Hey, you've got all kinds of people yelling at you about sales, Black Friday, and Cyber Week these days. So I'll keep this short. Get the lowest prices of the season on an annual subscription to New York Magazine, now through November 30th. Prices start at $8 for a monthly digital subscription and top out at $45 for a year of print and digital access. Give yourself the gift of Vulture, The Cut, Intelligencer, and all your favorite New York Magazine brands for up to 75% off until the end of the month. Go to nymag.com/holiday by November 30th, and you will get the best deal of the year.
Obviously, and I guess definitely most importantly, gotta thank all the listeners and the readers out there. You know, I'm kind of atypical among the authors, I guess. I check the comments on all the minor league stuff that either I post or that the other guys post. I like interacting with everyone reading. You know, I try to answer questions when I see them, when I can, so on. And I guess in theory it doesn't really matter, but I just don't like the idea personally that I'm yelling into the void with all this stuff, with this podcast, literally, that I'm yelling into the void. You know, I like knowing that what I am doing has some purpose, I guess. Is that maybe it's the best way of putting it? But I like to know that people are actually reading or that people are listening and that it's sparking some kind of conversation about the topic. I always say, and I'll continue to say, that our commenters, particularly on the minor league side of things, our minor league commenters, all those people, are the most educated ones out there on the internet. And I love to see when, you know, there's a couple of comments on an article in the morning, and then later on in the day, you know, I'll take out my phone or I'll open up my laptop, whatever, and then I'll look again and I'll see 15 comments, 20 comments, 30 more comments, whatever. And, you know, I know that, okay, cool, like there's some good back and forth going on. And, you know, it's usually not stupidity, it's not trollishness. I know it's usually, you know, some good back and forth. So definitely happy to spark that kind of discussion, and definitely happy to see it. And crazy enough, you know, this is episode 198 of this show. We're almost 200 episodes in. So here's hoping that we have another 200 episodes to go. You know, I never imagined that I'd be the host of a weekly podcast to begin with. And I definitely would have never imagined that I'd be the host of a podcast that's been going strong now for like 3.5, almost 4 years now. But, you know, here we are. So I'm definitely thankful for, you know, everyone that's involved in whatever capacity.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is Ken, and this year I'm thankful for a lot of baseball-related things. I'm thankful that we got to watch a mostly healthy season from Francisco Alvarez, and that he, you know, managed to continue to look like one of the top, you know, handful of prospects in baseball, and that, you know, he missed some time, you know, while at AAA, but he eventually made it back on the field and managed to hit a little bit towards the end. And even, you know, showed glimpses at the big league level. He hit a monstrous home run. That was just, you know, good to see. I'm also thankful for the new prospects that were drafted into the system this year. They should make for really interesting content throughout the year. Particularly, you know, the first round guys, Kevin Parada, Jet Williams, Blaine Tidwell later on. You know, they should make for very good content as we follow them. Very interesting players, all in their own right. At the big league level, pretty thankful for Francisco Lindor's continued, performance. It was really nice to see him bounce back from kind of a, pretty good season, but not up to the standards of, his previous body of work in his first year in Queens. Watching him bounce back and just, completely have one of, if not his best season, to date, was really cool to watch, like, day in and day out. Obviously, I'm very thankful that we got to watch Mets playoff baseball, even at, as brief as it was. Every game after the initial, 162 is meaningful and I think a blessing. So I'm thankful we at least got to watch a couple of games and even got a victory in there. Off the field, very thankful for, my health, my family, particularly my longtime partner, Christina, whose, support makes my participation in this possible. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Well, if anyone has any questions, comments, whatever, send us an email at our email address from complextoqueens@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter and shoot us questions there. I am at Steve Seipa. Lucas is at elvlahos343. Ken is at KenLevin91. And Thomas is at ZedMetsSeason, SZN. Of course, subscribe to the podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, rate and review it. And of course, we thank you for listening, as is the theme of this week's episode. So we'll be back next week. So until then, love the Mets. Love the Mets.